All right, chapter 6, digital marketing. Now, we have spoken a lot about advertising, we have talked about ethics, we talk about social media. Now, we will be primarily focusing on digital marketing. And as I've said it earlier also, right now, I will be focusing on that aspect also. It's theoretical because this kind of topics in digital marketing is purely theoretical because you don't have that practical to see. Whatever I say right now or take you through the process, it is more often than not theoretical. So sometimes you can have a pause and then have a take a look and all these things. But still, these are very crucial factors in marketing, and these will be, getting into that nitty gritty of it. As and when I will find an example to do so, I will do so. Otherwise, we will take it as it go along from the slide itself. Once again, this is Gabriel, in total 22 plus years of experience in various fields. Let's start. Now, since we have focused everything from a healthcare perspective, a few, recollection of what we did in the previous chapters, 5 chapters, the core of the circle, the central position in the core circle is the patient, the consumer. The outer circle of that patient is the hospital. And the outer circle of the hospital is your marketing. We are looking at not from external to internal movement. We're looking from internal to external movement. And in that internal movement, we are keeping the consumer or the patient at the central thought process. And the healthcare as the second circle. So it's a digital marketing. So it's a process of adopting a digital transformation in terms of marketing for a particular hospital or a healthcare organization with the help of internet. That's purely, when I say digital marketing, we are talking in the form of internet. Anything that is internet. Digital marketing includes mobile, content, search engine, social media, and more. Since digital marketing is an affordable as well an efficient way of marketing when compared to traditional methods, healthcare industry cannot miss out on digital marketing. If you ask me, probably it's one of the biggest medium for healthcare marketing is the digital marketing. Because if you ask users who use mobile a lot, they do everything from mobile. Payments, booking appointments, rail ticket booking, flight booking. I mean, those days are gone when you have to sit in front of a laptop or a desktop to book a ticket. That's how the apps are made. For certain hospitals, there are apps also through which you can book an appointment for a specific purpose. You can, book your pathological tests through various digital apps. So what we are trying to say is you can't miss on digital marketing. So let us dig deep. It allows the healthcare specialist to showcase expertise to prospective patients. Again, the patients being the center of the circle. Professional identity, boost healthcare reputation. The importance is the service delivery cannot be underestimated. Why? It's because you can actually create awareness, showcase your expertise for prospective services with prospective clients, build a professional identity. That's why you cannot be missed out or cannot be underestimated. So to start with the digital market tactics or a tactical plan to promote your hospitals in many ways, there are reasons behind it. So we'll start with it. The first is prospective patients hang around online. When I say prospective parents, so I'm not talking about suspective parents. Prospective means these people are genuinely looking for an appointment, looking to book an appointment for a hospital or a patient care program. So there is a popular saying called fish where the fish is around or the fishes abound. That means you should fish where the fishes are. You cannot fish where the fishes are not there. So today everyone, including your prospective patients, live in the digital world. We all. I mean today, Twitter, Instagram, internet, YouTube, many other channels are formed to that. Even more to that, to the statistics, most successful healthcare deals started from the internet. A significant percentage of the Indian population look up to health information online. Awareness building. The usage of mobile devices have penetrated more Indian people. Starting from 2000 onwards, there it was more of usage of smartphone versus the normal phone. Now they have penetrated more. So everything from catching up the latest football score to the new supplement, to the latest news, everything. Even the recent trend can be turned around of a digital healthcare marketing. The second is digital metrics track down everything. Because you have a digital thing, it gives. I'll give you one example of Instagram. I do post a lot of things in Insta about what I do, how I do, what are the processes. Suddenly Insta says, a tagline, use this to promote your business. So they're saying me, it can be paid, it can be non-paid, I've not checked into that, but they have a mechanism. So digital metrics are more powerful. They can track every info, every trend. I'll give you best option in LinkedIn. When I posted about something, a topic or a promotion, or I did something, it gives you even the calculation of how much percentage of what designation people visited your website or your LinkedIn profile. What is the percentage or the analytics that has happened in the last 7 days? Who visited your website? It might not give you an actual trend, but it gives you a larger trend. What is happening in the long run? We are helpful for a campaign. If the campaign has been more powerful, everything can be tracked. Everything. It tracks on everything. Email marketing is the biggest saver, because hospitals can tap into numerous benefits of email marketing to reach out to patients. How much it is happening in India is still a question mark because of the spam and everything. So, you know, but it's still there. Email marketing is there. And the most ability to target peculiar demographics or a particular demographics. Digital marketing allows hospitals to segment campaigns to target local areas, suburban or certain healthcare territories, making it easier to reach out to the large audience. So it's a reach factor. Prospective patients value reputation. Digital tools allow healthcare services to display professionalism. You know, reputation, reliability, responsiveness, patient care. Patients are there specifically who looks up to this reputational aspect of a business before giving them a try. One of my friends said that if I have to go to any country, forget healthcare for a time being, if I have to go to any country, or I have to find a job, or if I have to, send my kids to university, you just go to YouTube and type it. You'll get it. You'll get at least 1,000 videos of it on various things. You can subscribe to those videos. So what I'm trying to tell you is, it's the kind of place where you get everything. And people vouch for it. So if there is a video, even though there are likes and dislikes, it's still, there is a video and I can do. A recent study from Think with Google confirmed that 75% of the people who look up health-related issues are college-educated. 50% of them are looking up information about a specific healthcare practitioner online. There are, I think the name of the app is Proctor. Just check it. I can be wrong also. You can find doctors within 1 kilometer of a radius. And it will tell you where the doctors sit, whether the doctor can be contacted online or not. So many health service audiences are college educated. And because they're college educated, so the awareness and the usage of social media is much higher, because you can reach to a larger audience. Change is constant. Digital healthcare marketing isn't exempted from that. People are beginning to dive into digital marketing, healthcare industry to connect with the right hospital and the medical practitioner. So they're looking at rating. I think Practo is the name of the app. There you have a star rating for a doctor. I don't know how they're generating that star by the number of patients visited or what. And it goes like that chronological order, the number of highest star to the lowest star. So, I mean, where are we? And you as professionals, tomorrow, you'll be building more and more, you know, reputational campaigns and workouts. Even pharmaceutical companies today flock to social media to drive any campaign. I remember one of the healthcare companies was working on trisemester, from a gynec point of view, trisemester pros and cons. Is there? In LinkedIn, I saw the other day, a doctor is sharing something on utmost care of senior citizens if they've gone through a surgery. So, you know, these things are coming too valuable and too basic input for all of us. And they're diving into digital. So digital marketing, you cannot be left. And that's what I said, change is constant. And digital healthcare marketing isn't exempted from that. The advantages of digital marketing, the first is cost per acquisition. Imagine you are running a campaign in a digital world. It can be a LinkedIn, it can be a Twitter, it can be an Insta, internet ads, so email marketing. How much money does it take to send an email? I mean, it doesn't cost much. How much money it takes to create a leaflet or kind of a small page ad about a cardiovascular problem in Twitter or Insta because of your official account. So implementing a digital marketing strategy to acquire new clients can reduce your total ad spend. According to a survey by US Vane Practice, medical center spends over $314 and $340 per patient on print and TV ads, respectively. So on print ad, it is $314. On TV ads, it's $348. This is a lot of money compared to what they'll spend on running a digital marketing campaign, over 50% slash in ad spend. Imagine. And how many you are reaching? It's just a broadcast. But with digital media, because people are spending more time on digital media, just think about it. Forget healthcare. How many OTT apps you have in your system? Today, people are not watching television. People, if my data is right, I'm not speculating, I'm trying to be on the pain point. I think 60% of mobile phone users are active on digital world through OTT apps or games. Or why do you think a game like Ludo, Carom? I mean, 5 years back, I knew there was pinball, there was Minesweeper, there was billiards, snooker, card game. They have come with Ludo as a digital game. That means you don't have to buy a Ludo board. Chess is there. And it's like, this is free, this is free. You just tip on it. You don't have to even download. You can play it online. So there is a slash. Location-based targeting. You know, digital marketing enables the healthcare centers the opportunity to target a specific demographic. It can include age, sex, location, and more, or it can relate to patients in a very easier way. Patients can get a more personalized experience. For example, if you go to Practo, in Practo, if I remember it correctly, I've not used it for last 1 year. I used it pre-COVID, so I'm not too sure what are the updates they've done in Practo. Practo, they'll first ask you what you're looking for. So the moment you say this is cardiovascular, then they will give you reasons. So one, are you looking for a surgery or a normal counseling or awareness? And based on that, they'll give you the list of doctors. Imagine where the world is going. So a specific, and as I said previously in Practo, you can find a doctor within a kilometer of a radius of where you're staying. Whether you're in office, your home, you're someplace else, anywhere. And this has come from that moderator app of what Ola Uber did. They don't own anything. They just giving you a digital place where you can book something. So it is more like a personalized experience. Patient is reading a testimonial of another patient who said, you know, by using this, I gained so much information and then I took a call that whether to go for a... One of the best reasons I'll share with you, There is a very chronic disease called varicose vein. Varicose vein is a disease where when you stand more, specifically this happens with traffic police personnel because they stand for more than 12 to 14 hours. So what happens is the veins which are inside, because of whatever reasons, they come outside. So the veins are visible on your thigh. And it pains a lot, it locks your leg, it creates a swollen place on your knee and put a pressure on your knee. Because one of my relative had that problem and we were trying to solve it. So one day, that person's leg got locked and I took her to the local hospital where I typically go. So they said, no, we can't do anything. They did an MRI and all these things. They said, Nene, we can't do anything. You have to speak to a neurosurgeon. I said, fine, you go ahead with the procedure. Well, no, you have to go to Bombay Hospital because we don't have neurosurgeons here. So I said, Bombay Hospital. So I knew somebody from the Bombay Hospital. I called him. He said, the person you're referring to doesn't have an appointment open for the next 3 months. What did I do? I went to YouTube and typed varicose vein treatment. From there, I got a doctor who was in Calcutta that he can refer you to. So I was there for my a wedding of my relative and I took that person to that hospital and he gave me two options. He said, no, who said surgery has to happen? No. If you go for a surgery, there is a 90-10 ratio of the treatment. I said, what is 90-10 ratio? He said that 90% can be curable, 10% is not curable. And if by chance, God forbid, we touch the wrong vein, then the leg is gone for the rest of your life. So either a wheelchair or a on bed kind of a situation. I said, can the person survive without operating? He said, quite well. There are a few exercises that you have to do. Now, if I hadn't gone to the digital world, I wouldn't have found the doctor. I would have still waited for that doctor's... Till today, yes, there are problems, but that person is living absolutely fine. Can walk, yes, there are complications, but you know, that mindset is there. So it's a personal experience. The second is data-driven decisions. You know, tracking down patients' information can be difficult with traditional marketing. But with digital marketing, the process is a breeze. Plus, making an informed data-driven decision is easier with digital marketing. Better visibility on search engine. 1 out of 20 searches on Google is healthcare related. So you know the percentage, 1 of 20, how much it happens. 10% is 2. So around 5%. So 5% of the Google searches. So if I'm, if on Google there are 1,000 searches, which is less in a day or in 4 hours, out of 1,000, 50 are looking for healthcare related things, including health and wellness program, tips, disease symptoms, diet tips, and more. Good news, effective digital marketing, you can reach those things, and search engine optimization, you can increase your chances and become visible in Google's first page. And Google's first page is actually one of the best places to see. You also get into increased patient referrals. With digital marketing, you'll access to the several professional tools and software that can scale your campaign for utmost performance, drive quality leads. Amazing. Here, it's my thing with Google again, the digital journey to the wellness hospital selection. So this was Google's project, Insights by Think they did. Search engines are used by 77% of the patients before booking an appointment. 77% of the patients. I'm not talking about normal people. I'm talking about patients. So out of 100 people, 77 people who are patients are actually going to search engine to before booking appointments. Search drives nearly 3 times as many visitors to hospital sites. Search drives nearly 3 times more visitors to hospital by a walk-in as compared to the number of visitors from other affiliate referral sites. Search engine generates 3 times more. So if there are 1 patient from other referral, 3 patients will come to the hospital using the digital. 44% of the patients schedule an appointment who research hospitals on a mobile device. 44% of the patients schedule an appointment using a mobile device. The decision process is empowered by digital content. Before booking an appointment, 77 patients use search, 26 used reviews generated by consumers, 50% used health information sites, 54% is of the patient used health insurance company sites, 83% use hospital sites. We did it earlier also, 83%. At Google, they had a program, the Digital Journey to Wellness Hospital Selection. So how hospital selection is happening is 83% use hospital sites, 83%. It's a huge number from a digital standpoint. So what are the best practices? One of the reports or one of the survey done by McKinsey said that 75% of the respondents said that they love to speak to their specialists online. 75% of respondents. There was a survey by McKinsey. That said, the most effective strategies and best practices. Now 75%, remember this number. SEO and user experience go hand in hand. Implementing an efficient local SEO strategy will help scale a successful healthcare business. So if you know how to do a local SEO, it will help you. Responsiveness design, web load time, mobile load time, voiced search optimization, easy navigation, quality content are the features to make a website stand out. I mean, you don't have to have a flashy design, you know, a heart is flying out there, orthopedic doctor is saying something. Keep a simple video. Like I said, that it is so stuck in my mind. There is a heart. There are 2 pictures of heart. One is a smile. One is a broken, like the sad smiley kind of thing. First line, do you think your age is, if you believe your age is more than 40, and because you're seeing a lot of friends and relatives are getting affected by heart diseases, do you want to check whether your heart is strong enough to sustain a better lifeline? Please call. Simple yet effective. A simple, it's kind of a landscape design. No, it was a portrait, sorry. It was a portrait design. Heart, the main heart, smiley heart, and the broken heart, three questions. The number in a bit bigger font and just said, your call is a visibility. Imagine the impact. That's the responsiveness. That's the simplicity. Okay, one thing which came into my mind, then if there is a phone, they're using it there. Why not they're doing it to put a print in the website or take it to appointment page? Maybe they have done it. I have not found it anymore, but maybe they have done it. Maybe they have done it in a different way. That was might be for a few mind. There might be for a hospital who was doing that for a specific week as a campaign. So you do not know. But those are the tools that you're using. A digital marketing strategy will boost your visibility online. And with the help of a professional SEO agency, you can target a specific location, boost your experience, create a brand visibility, generate more traffic to your website. See, I don't want to speak SEO. SEO is a big thing. There is organic SEO. There is inorganic SEO. You have agencies who will, create those specific and boost the user experience. They know how to do it. So there is that. I will take a different route to make you understand the digital world. I came to know that there are Instagram influencers who are paid by Insta to promote a product. 2 years ago, before COVID, I never heard of any influencers. Maybe they were there, but with a very low quantity. Today, it's at that level. That's how it is growing. Consider pay-per-click advertising. Now, what is considered pay-by-click advertising? It's an advertising service implemented by the search engines, social media, or other platform, where you only have to pay when a lead clicks on your ad. Or an example, Google AdWords that offers text and image ads. Text ads are those ads that you see on the first page of the search engine. So the moment they click, then there is a pay. If they don't click, you don't have to pay. Image ads are those occasional displays ads on pop-up or on your screen. The algorithm of this ad works based on your search history. Artificial intelligence is coming now. Oh, I am getting goosebumps to say, what will AI do to this healthcare industry and the marketing? PPC ad allows your healthcare service website to be visible on search engines. So there is a pop-up of your hospital name, generate more traffic. Are you looking for a heart specialist? Click. The moment you click, then there is a pay-per-click advertisement. You can monitor the progress of how many of PPC ads to know. So you have given 10 PPC ads in 10 sites. So you can generate the traffic, or you can check the trend of the traffic coming from that. So you can, remove the other ads and create more PPC ads there. That's how you work on. That's how social media is. This statistic show the importance of PPC. Globally, healthcare industry spends an estimated $36 billion on advertising in 2020, pre-COVID. Over 7 million healthcare services spent over $10.1 million on PPC advertisement. Look at the numbers. Globally, the healthcare as an industry spends an estimated $36 billion in advertising. As an industry as a whole, there might be 20,000 companies, 30,000 companies, 50,000 companies. As an industry, they're doing $36 billion. But 7 million healthcare services of the entire industry spends $10.1 billion on PPC advertising, and the lead it generates. So on average, healthcare provider gets $3 back on every $1.6 ad spend on Google. Almost double. 1.6 and 3. 3.2 could have been absolute double, 50%, but it's 1.6 into 3. So you can calculate. It is around, double is 3.2, around 1.9 or something. Something like that. I'm not worried about the calculation, but I'm trying to tell you this. That 7 million healthcare professionals are generating $3 back on every $1.6 spent on that PPC or pay-per-click advertising in Google. Why? Because the lead is generated, the lead is coming to hospitals and the healthcare. The healthcare sector uses social media to reach out to more people, including prospective patients. So there is a larger segmentation or a larger suspecting and the targeted audience. Social media marketing allows hospitals and healthcare practitioners to target their desired demographics, age, sex, location, and more, which I've already said. Now, a small thought process. I'm not getting into anything. I do not recall which social media I have seen this. There was a campaign by government of India to reach out to people because there are lot of obese is happening in the students because of physical affinity or, you know, because of they are not going for physical activities more. So government of India has created something. I am unable to recall the campaign. Please pardon me on that front. They started targeting the schools using social media. One of the technique of the social media was to check, according to the demography, the number of obese per population of the students and their age and sex. So first finding was the male were more obese than the female. The female were more obese than the male. That's one. Second, number of female affected as obese in the female population, number of male affected in the male population, and number of obese affected in the entire population. What did they do? One of the healthcare organizations said, we'll do a CSR activity with the school. What they did, they went there, they said, we'll do everything for free. Let us call their parents. We will have a obese discussion with their parents. Data gathering, market research, targeted customers only through one social media advertisement. And it said, are your kids obese? And any parent today, if they hear their kids are obese, they'll go ahead, do anything to make them non-obese or look at the weight. Because if you look at a pediatrics, the first thing they do is their height, their age, and their weight. These three has go to hand in hand for a proper growth. So the ions, the proteins, and everything, the food habits, what they're eating, when they're eating, how they're eating, what is the junk food intake, everything. And imagine if you are a social media marketer in a healthcare professionals, what will you do with the data? That's immense. Again, a targeted audience, a specific demography, specific location, one school. Imagine if you implement the number of schools. Why healthcare organizations, pharmaceuticals are doing this? Promotion. They gave a sample medicine, I don't recall what is that, pro-vitamin or something to increase their strength. It's a sample. Out of 1,000 students, even if 20 turn up, I'm looking at an absolute negative figure. Imagine. Now, content marketing. So we spoke about social media marketing, now content marketing. So the content. Today, every industry is focusing on the content as well as the intent. So what is my intention of this marketing and what is the content of this marketing are going hand in hand. And it is one of the most effective tools. I mean, you might, because it's a healthcare program we are doing right now, we can call it healthcare specialist to engage with patients, but it's everywhere. Whether it's through article, blog, infographic, video contents, content marketing allows you to share your expertise with patients everywhere, and the content matters. Today, there are content team in every pharmaceutical company before a product is being released. Doctors are given samples, pamphlets, inserts to increase the awareness in the patient of various lifestyle diseases and what they need to do. What the doctor is doing or the physician, they're just giving a copy of that pharmaceutical company to them. And they have a number. If you need a help, just click this number. So, you know, it's kind of creating awareness. The content itself is creating awareness. You know, let's take an example. If you're a dietitian, what information can you share? The nutritional advice, fitness tips, diet tips. What you want to eat, how much you want to eat, what is the quantity you want to eat. I remember in Facebook, one day, because I'm obese and I'm fat, So it came in 18 days, we'll reduce 10 kgs. And wow, that's a great. The moment I clicked, listen to this very well. So the content said, do you think you're overweight? Do you have breathing problems while taking stairs? Do you have breathing problems walking continuously for 30 minutes? Do you have breathing problems if you cycle for 30 minutes? I said, yes, I do. So then it said, please click here for a wonderful opportunity to reduce 10 kgs. I said, wow. The moment I clicked, it went to a form which said, what's your name, what's your age, what's your height, what's your weight, what do you do, what is your sleep habits, what's series of questions, what's your fooding habit, everything. Once I put in there, it gave me an 18-day format, obviously with pay. I didn't take it because of the pay, but my intention was to know how they're creating the content marketing. And at every juncture, they send me a portfolio or a profile update about fitness tips. And it clearly mentioned in the email that, Gabriel, I can understand you don't want to avail the services at this point of time, but please take a note of this fitness tips and nutritional advice, which will help you at least to cuttle the weight. But if you want the professional expert, we are there to help you out. So the goal is to provide the valuable content. Avoid being promotional with your content. Focus on providing value. I'm not here to promote the content. I'm here to give value for the content. Everything else is nothing. Will fall. And I've already using too many medical terms. You are not a clinical physician or a clinical competent person. You are there to get the prospective patients to the healthcare. It makes you content less engaging. Beautiful. Because the moment you... Okay. How many of you watched the movie Anand? If not, it's a definitely a watchable movie. The protagonist character of Anand has cancer. I still don't recall the entire disease name. But when Rajesh Khanna played the protagonist, when he said, I do not know, but there is some problem in my system and I might not live long. Now there is a disease which has a big medical term and there is someone who is speaking in absolute simple term, which makes you more engaging. The second one. The content marketing has to have fewer medical terms that will create an easy connect with the audiences. So, a simple statistics to start with. Generates 3 times more ROI than outbound marketing. Content marketing. And ad spend is 62% less than other marketing plans. Healthcare video marketers make 66% more targeted leads in a year. 66% more targeted leads in a year. Healthcare video marketers. Healthcare video marketers, YouTube, other channels. 83% of the health organization implement a content marketing strategy. 83% of the health organizations. 58% of the health marketers have an updated blog. There is a blog with cardiovascular. There is a blog with lifestyle diseases. Maybe somebody who is simple MBBS or a general practitioner has created the blog and maybe is associated to one of the healthcare organizations and he's leading them there. But it's the content. It's simple. It's understandable if you apply all these things. It's a template to take care. It talks about the content formats like how-tos, content curation, case studies, chart scrub, books, email, cartoons, book summaries, tool, giveaways, facts, quizzes, quotes, resources, slideshares, surveys, mind maps, lists. So these are basically the content formats, QA session, webinar, dictionary, infographics, interview with healthcare professionals. Here I can see company news. These are the other ways, press releases, you know, original research, all these things. So you can go to any one of them, take a snap and try to find what are the charts. So if you want to create a content marketing as a marketer in your hospital business or in a healthcare organization, what you have to do is go to internet, type in Google. What is the percent of people in India facing heart problems? You will get a huge list of things to work on. You will get infographics. Use it to your senses. Ask the design team to create a wonderful format. Create something. Use that link to create that link to your way. That's how content marketing works. Mobile marketing. So we had social media, we had content, now mobile marketing. I mean, come on, yeah. Everyone uses smartphone, young to old, old to senior citizen, everyone. People who are a little bit old, like grandfathers of that era, might not be that great in using. You might have to help, but still they're using smartphones. I'm not saying mobile, smartphones. So healthcare is targeting devices, smartphone, tablets, and other handheld devices with internet connectivity. Because of COVID, pre-COVID, the internet connectivity penetration in India, and post-COVID, the internet connectivity penetration in India has created a huge difference. Again, go to Google, type internet connectivity penetration pre-COVID, look at the percentage internet connectivity penetration post-COVID. You'll see a huge difference. Text messages. You know, I get an advertisement through a text message almost every day. Mobile-based apps, you know, geofencing, cross-channel marketing are some of the popular ideas that work well. Mobile marketing will allow you not just to create a target, a wider audience, but it'll also share health benefit information, boost reputation. So if you're sending a text message, see, it's a mass. You have potential patients, or you have a cardiovascular unit where you had a footfall of 50 people in the last 6 months. Create a SMS alert. Send it to them that, you know, you did blah, blah, blah. How's your heart doing? How doing? Do you want us to give you a call and check? We can send somebody there. Anything. That's mobile marketing. Some proven statistics because of the impact of mobile marketing. 44% people who look up hospitals on their mobile end up scheduling an appointment. 44%. Out of 100 people, 44 people end up booking an appointment. 47.6% of healthcare emails are opened via mobile. 19% of mobile users have health and fitness apps on their mobile devices. Initially, I am an avid walker and I play a lot of sports. I have seen people use Tidbits. Then you have this mobile healthcare app on your right arm or your left arm attached to it. Today, Apple Watch has a healthcare program for you. It can ask you, one of your friend uses an Apple Watch, and it says, you have sat for more than 3 hours, it's time to get up and walk. Imagine if you can target that 19% of mobile users who have health and fitness apps. You can get it. If you want to maintain a healthy, near direct relationship with your patients, email marketing. So once the patient has reached home, you can drop an email, personalize your email messages. Let them know what you have done, how did you feel, there's a survey form. You know, implementing an effective email marketing strategy can help generate more leads and more patients for your hospital. Email, how much time does it take to write an email? You have to just fill up the email addresses and it goes. Ensure you have a good design in the body so that it's a personalized message. Okay, and it works. Because it's most cost-effective ways. Again, some data facts. Email is 40 times more effective than Twitter and Facebook when it comes to acquiring new leads. 89% of digital health marketeers said email is the primary source of their lead generation. 89% of the digital health marketeers. This is not organization. These are the people who are working as digital marketeers in a healthcare organization or in a pharmaceutical company or in a hospital. They, out of 100, 89 people are saying that email is the primary source of their lead generation. And for every $1 spent on email marketing, the return on investment is $44.25, 44 times more. So, you know, the choice is high, the choice is more.